always there.
So
the sheriff and the cop were absolutely hysterical about talking.
I know Beth has heard this story, maybe you guys, with my taxi cab driving story from 1976. It was the bicentennial in Philadelphia.
In the whole country it was, actually.
Well, but...
In the whole country. In the whole country it was the bicentennial. Okay, not just you.
It was, not just you.
Especially there in Philadelphia.
Oh, what? Wait, come on.
We were
I'm gonna use that. So,
Bruce Jenner, we all know the thing.
I'm taking organic chemistry in summer school, and I need a job. My brother's driving for yellow cab.
Ah.
And you see the cabs go around. They got, you know, the billboards on top.
Yep.
It says need work, part time, full time. Yellow cab is hiring. So I go down, and they give you a 5-minute spiel on how the meter works.
Right.
And then they say, oh, by the way, Philadelphia has 27 hospitals. You might want to buy a map. And they send you off. It's like, oh, I'm so excited. My first day at Yellow Cab, I'm going to get like a brand new taxi, right?
Right.
Wrong. No, I get this piece of shit where the driver's seat is like falling off. Yeah. The springs are gone. There's no rear view mirror on the windshield. There's like one on the side, so that's good. Where, you know where you put your key in the trunk to open the trunk? There's no keyhole. There's like a coat hanger, and you pull that to open the trunk.
You were so mean.
And then this is like a Plymouth, and so the emergency brake is this metal rod with teeth in it and a plastic handle. No plastic handle. You can't apply the brake. All right. So you're not allowed to go to the airport, because if you could go to the airport, everybody would go to the airport because you get these fabulous fares to Lower Slobovia or wherever.
You can drop off.
You can drop off
and pick up.
Well, if you're dropping off, then you can pick up. You can't just go there empty.
Oh, right.
And they're checking. So I'm driving up and down Broadway, which is like 2 lanes northbound, a wide pedestrian median, 2 lanes southbound. Yeah, Broad Street. And the guy hails me. He's got a suitcase, throws a suitcase. He gets in. He goes to the airport. This is my first ride. You know, I'm in taxi cab driver's heaven. So we're going to the airport. The problem was I'd never been to the airport from that part of town. And my passenger thinks I've made a wrong turn. So he tells me, pull up behind that truck and ask for directions to the airport, because obviously every truck driver knows how to go to the airport, right? Anyway, so I pull up. I put the transmission in park. There's no handle on the emergency brake, so I can't set that. But I get out of the car, I run up to the truck and go, I'm looking up, please, Mr. Truck Driver, how do I get to the airport? And I glance over my shoulder.
He said, practice, practice, practice.
My customer is stealing my taxi cab. No, wait, that's not right. You don't steal it from the back seat. The cab is backing up through the intersection of Broad and Tasker. The passenger's reaching forward, spinning the wheel. Now he's got the door open. His feet are skidding along the ground as he leaps to safety.
Stop, the
taxi cab is now going sideways across 2 lanes of traffic.
Oh, no.
Southbound on Broad Street.
Why didn't they give him a new cab?
It backs up. It backs up onto the pedestrian median right between a no parking sign and a stoplight pole. Unfortunately, after he got out, he didn't close the door. So as the door... imagine me bending my hand backwards. You're like... bends the door like 180 degrees.
It'll never close again.
It's rolling across the pedestrian median. Now it's crossing the 2 northbound lanes of Broadway. Yeah. So I look at... Nobody's coming. I run up to the car. It's summertime. The windows are down. I reach in and I pull the transmission up into park. That should stop it, right? It does not. But it makes starts making that clicking sound. Click, 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 click. So I open the door. I jump in. I hit the foot brake. The rear bumper is inches from this huge red oak tree.
Oh, God.
My passenger is distraught. He wants to end our business relationship right then and there. And I say, no, I got to get you to the airport. What about the door? I say, don't worry about it as I bend it closed.
Don't worry about the
it's
door.
It's off to the airport. Off to the airport. And he goes, I can't believe this. I'm going to an Alcoholics Anonymous convention in Denver. And I've worked for tips, and you don't deserve one.
But so you didn't get a tip.
I did not. He paid the fare. He paid the fare, which is all I wanted. And I'm just sitting there with my head in my hands thinking, what do I do? And I hear click. I'd forgotten to turn off the meter. That's another 5 cent out-of-pocket expense to me. The first day at Yellow Cab, I made 37 cents.
I thought you were going to say you owed it.
I call it in on the radio. They say, well, can you drive it? I said, yeah, I can drive it. I bring it back to the garage, and they say, okay, you're done for the day. You need to come back tomorrow to see the insurance adjuster. His name is One-Eyed Sam. And they called him that because his name was Sam, and he only had one eye. I'm not sure how he lost it, but they said, okay, we're going to give you another chance.
Driving Sam,
Nate with one eye.
We're desperate for drivers. We'll give you another chance.